Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, welcome aboard, everyone. Welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist. I am stepping in today for Plan B. I'm Plan B today with our lovely host. So we've decided to turn upside down the apple cart, and we're going to talk still on the same topic of the power of website marketing. And I'm delighted to say our leading lady today is Z Scott. We call her the Lady Z. She is the SEO queen. Z, why don't you say hello to all of our listeners, which should be your listeners, am I right?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, you always
got the SEO queen.
You are the SEO queen. And you know what? It's interesting because, you know, in business, isn't it? Everything is supposed to go according to plan, and yet it doesn't always. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Sometimes things do not go according to plan.
That's right. You can plan it all, but you got to plan for Plan B, Plan C, Plan Z, as I like to call it. But, you know, let's talk about, because seriously, I think everybody today is trying to be relevant online, you know, whether it's having a good positive digital footprint, whether, you know, they're trying to make their website work more effectively for them, which is really where we want to dial in. And, you know, I know you see things that are more trending and happening right now. And when it comes to website marketing, you know, what are some of those trending things? Do you mind sharing just a couple of things you see that are kind of like the latest and greatest?
Yeah, one of the things that is trending right now is just the popularity of video marketing and also the rise of mobile marketing. You know, having a website that is mobile friendly is very important for SEO. Absolutely.
And, you know, I know people, wasn't that a couple of years ago that everybody was going crazy with trying to get their websites ready for the whole kind of mobile friendly kind of piece, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's still important even today. Little story, I just launched the redesign of the SEOQueen.net. And when I looked at my old design, I saw that it wasn't as mobile friendly as I would have liked it to be. So that's one thing that even I've been even more mindful of when I'm working on my own company websites and, you know, my clients' websites, is just making sure that it's responsive and that it looks good on all devices. That's very important for SEO.
You know, there's so many platforms and stuff. You know, I'm curious because I know you do. Why don't you share with our listeners? I mean, what are all the variety of services you do? Because this is why you're the SEO queen, or just in the digital marketing front. Kind of share with our listeners what all your services are.
Yeah, so I help companies get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through digital marketing. Specifically website design, search engine optimization, social media marketing, both organic and paid, search engine marketing, which is basically Google Ads. I also do link building, email marketing, conversion analysis, data analysis, split testing, all those things that are required in order to move your traffic forward and to grow it and grow your visibility. I do all of that.
Mm-hmm. What do you, you know, you see so many business clients, and I know, you know, it is absolutely stratospheric now, stress to try to keep up with how fast things are changing, you know, in the world of business and especially online. you know, with your clients, or can you share with our listeners, what are some of the things that they really struggle with the most that you hear over and over as it relates to website marketing?
I think, you know, even for companies like Herbalife and big companies that have been around to even the smaller companies, I think the biggest challenge is just getting started and making consistent changes, you know, on a consistent basis that increase the website's visibility online on search engines. So, you know, I think building links is a challenge for a lot of people. And then just coming up with the right content ideas is also a challenge as well. But all of those things help contribute to a great presence online. And I think the best way to approach, you know, your digital marketing is just one step at a time. One thing that I'm working on developing for my clients right now is like a guide or a life cycle marketing guide, so people can kind of see, okay, this is where I am in my business, and this is where my marketing should be as a result.
Wow, so it's almost like a checklist, like I'm here, I'm there, and they kind of know where they stand kind of thing?
Exactly, because I think a lot of my clients, some are just starting out, and then I have more established businesses, companies that are bootstrapping versus companies that have funding. So there's different types of businesses that I'm dealing with who have different types of resources. And one thing that I really wanted to do is help entrepreneurs in various stages. So I have my ebook, which is free, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales, all the way up to my CMO in a box, which is $15,000 a month for a package like that. So there is, you know, a broad range.
Yeah, I was going to – do you find – I mean, again, I know you deal with big, large organizations and small businesses, and I know there's a variety out here. You know, for you, when you look at website marketing, and I remember just years ago – Everybody always talked about the backlinks and all of that. I mean, but Google changes stuff so much. I mean, how much time do you spend just trying to keep up with what's the latest and the greatest with website marketing and, you know, what are the latest best practices? Is that like a long, ongoing, continuing learning for you? I mean, is it, you know, once a year you go to the conference, or do you have to keep up at like the speed of light on stuff like this?
Well, I am on the blogs and on the email list every day, always moving my knowledge, expanding my knowledge, and moving my understanding forward, because you're right, you know, technology is definitely moving faster and faster in how it's changing. Case in point, Facebook just rolled out some new features on Instagram, and that's one thing that's on my list to try out and master. So, I mean, these platforms are constantly coming and going. Like, for instance, iTunes is going away by the end of this year. So for all of my clients who are musicians and marketing their music, that definitely has an impact on them. I even had to change my graphic to reflect that, and I'll be rolling that out when the time is right. But, you know, there's always things going on in the news. One great way to stay on top of changes in your field is to set up a Google alert. If you go to google.com and do a search in the news, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the news results, you can set up you can click the button that says create an alert, and that can help you stay on top of the news in your field. And I do that. I actually get emails daily on Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Any news related to the search engines is automatically gets in my inbox.
Wow. Well, I mean, some of the things you're saying, it's like I always laugh, because it's like Google just changes their thoughts of, you know, what happens daily, from what I understand, or even more sooner than that. You know, what would be some tips you would have for businesses that want to be more relevant and more impactful with their website marketing, like with what you know on your lifelong learning here of keeping up to date on this? Good tip on the Google alerts. And by the way, I had no idea that iTunes was going away, so you kind of shock and awed me there. That's a new factoid I didn't know. But what are some tips you might give?
That news that just came out a few days ago. So, I mean, it just happened this week.
Oh, okay. So I'm not behind the times then.
No, you're not behind the times.
That's so funny because I'm like, I so am. For all of our listeners, they're like, oh, yeah, Michelle, you try. But, you know, 50-plus years of age, I try. You know, people are trying – give our listeners some tips on website marketing. You know so much. You're like – it's like unpacking a can of amazing knowledge with you, right? Because you know so much on this digital footprint we all want to make online. What would be some tips you could give our listeners about that proverbial website marketing?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that made me just so anxious and gave me tremendous anxiety was when Google Analytics changed and they took away your ability to see what keywords people were using to come to your site. They took it away from Google Analytics and they put it in Google Webmaster Tools. And, you know, that's just one of so many changes that have happened from Google, Facebook, Instagram, you know, the list goes on and on. I think the thing that I would want people to really understand is that paying attention to only one channel will not get you where you want to be. Even those people who say, oh, I just have one offer, one landing page, one this, one that, they're still using multiple channels, whether you're going from social media to a landing page or you have integration with a messenger bot from Facebook into your website. A lot of these platforms are integrated because, you know, users are on their tablets, they're on their phone, they're on their computer. And you as a business owner, you really need to craft a marketing strategy that goes to where your ideal prospects, fans, customers are. Online media, digital media is more than just marketing. It's also customer service. It's also reputation management. And so the tip I would say is to keep an open mind, and let your expertise shine through in a way that your ideal client can understand. So some people think silence is golden, but when it comes to your brand, you definitely want to communicate on a consistent basis, whether that's once a month, once a week, daily, whatever the flow is for your brand. Some brands communicate daily. Some brands communicate quarterly. Some communicate yearly. It depends to you, but stay true to your voice. Put that content out there. Use as many channels as possible that your ideal customers are on, and you will be successful.
I like that. You know, there's been kind of like comments I've heard from, you know, business owners. And again, I kind of, because of our radio show, and it's brought to you by CWI, Connected Women of Influence, you know, I hear some of the angst of women owners, including ours. And I'm really shocked because I've heard from more than a few people who say, oh, websites are, they're passe, you know, we aren't going to need websites anymore. And I'm like, really? I mean, I was really shocked by that because there's so much a website can do. I mean, do you hear that, or is that just like, hey, you know, no, this is not smart, what somebody said?
Well, people that I've heard say that aren't making money off their website. I, you know, every day I'm making money off my website. So for me, it's not passe.
Okay.
You know, someone
know.
Told me that this
That's
week.
Good.
They're like, oh, I don't need a website. Well, you must not like money from people online who are looking for your services, because there's 1.2 trillion searches happening on Google annually. I mean, I haven't looked at the stats lately, but that's one thing I do is I do a lot of market research so I can really understand what is happening in the marketplace. I think around 2014, 2015, only half of American businesses had websites. And that was just like, wow. Because of that statistic, I pivoted my business offerings to include website design. And so I really think it's so important for business owners to make time to really understand their market so that they can grow their business by addressing the needs that are manifested in their market. One thing that I have the opportunity to do is I went to FAB Entrepreneur Fest, and I'm going to be a breakout session presenter on website marketing. But when I went, I went with the knowledge that there's a lot of businesses and celebrities who aren't monetizing their fame effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this online when I'm looking on Google Page One, and they don't own any of the digital real estate on Google Page One that their name is supporting. And so with that in mind, I've been aggressively, you know, going after different clients who have that, you know, circumstances to be true. So it's really important to have a website to control your presence online. I mean, if Facebook goes down and you're relying on Facebook, your business is essentially closed. But if you have your own website and you own the server, you are definitely mitigating the risk of being invisible.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I love it. And it's like, you know, multiple things. But I was really surprised when I'd heard that, because I said, no way, with all the interactive stuff you can do with websites now. And, you know, I mean, I remember in the day where it was the difference between push versus pull marketing. I don't even know if pull marketing is a phrase anymore, but it was the idea of attracting people with information. You know, then we kind of got into the content world. Again, I'm dating myself. You know, when you talk about content on your website and website marketing, I know video is really hot. Can you talk a little bit about what maybe businesses could be doing, you know, if they've got tight budgets? Because, you know, today everybody wants to have a viral marketing, a viral video. Yet, you know, I've heard people talk about the idea that, oh, authenticity, just shoot it from your phone. Then you get professionals and corporate people who will say, no, it needs to be, you know, you got to keep your brand in mind. It's got to be, you know, more professional. Where do you fall in recommending, you know, what people should do with the videos on their website for the best impact?
Well, I think, you know, as an entrepreneur, especially solopreneur, you wear a lot of hats. And, you know, I wear a lot of hats because I have a very small team. And one of the things I do is I've learned how to edit videos. One of the videos I edited for a client years ago, they sold parking safety equipment. And I made a video about bollards. And by using video, I was able to get them on Google Page One easier and faster.
Wow.
Because only, I think last time I looked at the statistics, it was like 9% of businesses are using video to market their business. But video has a 51 to 55% conversion rate. And so video is really, really powerful. And I use video right now. I wrote a jingle for my company, and I use that music for additional branding. Because one of the mm-hmm. most powerful things to create an emotional connection with your target audience, your prospect, is music. Music is so powerful. So I created this jingle, wrote this jingle, recorded it, the whole nine yards, and then I put it in this video for my 30 days to Google Page One challenge. So I've been sharing that video online, and I've had people inbox me and say, oh, I can't get your jingle out my head now. So I think video is really,
which
really
is what you want, right?
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly what I want. That was music to my ears when I got that message.
Right? I love it.
Yeah, so my view of digital marketing is that because I'm just who I am, a violinist, a mother, a technology geek, a Trekkie, Star Wars fan, you know, all those things that come with, you know, being an MIT alum, I wanted to fuse my interest in a way that makes sense. And I don't, you know, we as women, you know, it's important for us to try everything, right? And so,
yep.
So I think, you know, by me fusing the music with the video, with the, you know, the multimedia approach to marketing. It's so powerful, and I really am a proponent of that, and I think women should really definitely, entrepreneurs should definitely embrace that, because even Neil Patel said the biggest trend in marketing going in 2019 is omni-channel digital marketing. If you look at the best marketers on the planet, the ones that get paid tons of money for their time and their services, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Wow.
So it's really important for, you know, entrepreneurs to not poo-poo websites and to really, you know, put something out there. If you can't build a Taj Mahal, build a little shack, but have a presence there. You know what I'm saying? Metaphorically speaking.
I don't know about a shack, but no, I'm teasing.
Well,
no, I like where you're coming from. Right, right. And small steps. Like, I look at where we started, you know, now almost 11 years ago. I mean, it was like the first, like, 6 months of our business, we didn't even have a website for our association. Then it was like, okay, we did one. And as soon as we put it up, we were like, oh, man, here's the 10,000 things we would do differently, right? Then, you
right.
know, a few more years you go by. And now it's like it's at the speed of light. I mean, you know, a website is an ongoing change process in my mind. You always need to be up-leveling your website, right? Because the business world is changing. And so many entrepreneurs, I think, feel like, okay, I got a website done, so that's it. But no, that's not it.
No. Yeah. Lifetime of a lot of websites is 6 months. So people are rolling out new designs all the time. Yeah,
it's
6 months.
Oh, my God. Okay, don't tell me that. That just got me bummed out.
Yeah.
6 months? I'm like, seriously?
Well, you know, I don't have 6 months to roll out a new design. I don't. You know, I think this
mm-hmm.
is the second design. This is a third web design that I'm on since I started my company. The first design was for the company before I shut it down and rebranded. Then I had the new version, and then I tweaked it a little bit, and then I rolled out recently this more recent design. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I do know a lot of businesses struggle with what kinds of content they should put out. And if we stay with videos for a minute, like, what would people post with videos? I know how-to videos would be good. Like, if you provide knowledge or educate or need to inform your clients, that one's good. But what are some other, you know, videos that maybe a business, or let's just keep with small businesses, I think that's mostly our audience, could be looking at that makes sense from a website marketing perspective and content?
I think testimonials, social proof, and expertise. Those are the two areas that I would focus on. Any videos that demonstrate your expertise and your value proposition, I think that's gold. And any videos you can create that show happy customers, I think that's gold as well. I think you can lose with video content addressing those two areas.
Well, you know, and if we're talking about videos, I mean, are blogs as written words, are those dead, or is it still relevant to provide blog posts as opposed to video posts, or what do they call it, blogging, I think? You know, is there,
yeah.
I know the reach is better, but what do you say about the blog post with the written word today?
I think your blogging and your videos should complement each other. And if possible, if you can embed, if you're hosting your video on YouTube, I would embed those videos on your website as well to increase engagement on your website. Because if you have a video embedded on a web page, people will stay on that web page longer, and that will decrease your bounce rate and boost your visibility on Google. So using video integrating into your website is a great thing. It's a great tactic. It's a great thing all the way around.
You know,
it's also good.
Oh, go ahead.
It's also good to get you on Google page one, because, you know, since there's not as much competition with content, it's easier to get on Google page one under the vertical search category of video if you host it on YouTube, which is a Google-owned property.
Oh, These are interesting. Yeah, I'm gonna go upset the apple cart for my final question for you. It's like, what? Because we only have a couple of minutes left. What shouldn't you do on your website? You know, I mean, everybody always talks about here's the five things you need to do. What are, in your opinion, just no bueno? Do not do this. This is not a good idea as far as website marketing that you've seen. I'm sure you've seen some horror stories.
Yeah, what you don't want to do is engage in black hat tactics like keyword stuffing, putting keywords in white print or the same print background color of your page. You don't want to do stuff like that because that will definitely decrease the likelihood that Google will index you. And then you also don't want to have a ton of duplicate content on your website as well. I think the other thing that's bad to do with a website is just not having one. I really think it's really important to have a presence up there. And even if you can't afford a web designer, I mean, just doing Wix or WordPress.com, something until your business grows to the point where it can afford to pay for, you know, domain name and hosting and all that good thing. It's good to have something out there because, you know, there's someone out there looking for what you have to offer. And you can't get new clients if you can't be found.
I love all of it. And, you know, what for the future of websites, are there any I said final question, but I lied. I hate when I do that. I always like to look to the future and go, you know, what do you see, you know, as the biggest kind of change makers that are happening with website marketing? And we'll leave it on that, you know, as far as your answer. But, you know, leave us with the future of website marketing. What's exciting to you about what you see for the future of our online marketing and presence?
Well, I think one thing that I know is inevitable is that 5 or 10 years from now that there's going to be some type of technology or code that we can integrate into websites that is going to require a whole new set of technical skills. And I think, you know, just accepting the fact that we live in a technologically driven society and having that skill set or creating that team around you with that skill set is very important. And on that note, I wanted to invite the listeners to join in my 30-day challenge. It starts July 1st. It's 30 days to Google Page One. If you want to get your company name, your brand name, or your product or service name onto Google Page One, you can join my mastermind. All you have to go is you can go to linktree.com/ztheseoqueen. That is linktr.ee/zhetheseoqueen. Or you can follow me on Instagram at ztheseoqueen and click my link in the bio and it'll take you right there.
Look at that. My next question was going to be, how do you want people to reach you? Look at that. You're just one step ahead of me. Because you know what, Z? This is your show. I was plan B today. How about if I turn the tables? And I know this is totally us, like, you know, having a little fun. I mean, you are awesome and amazing. You know what I think of you. But how about if I have you wrap up for the end of the show and, you know, you thank our listeners and all that. And we'll be back again with another radio show soon. But why don't you wrap it up for us, my dear?
Well, thank you all for listening. You've been listening to Michelle Durquist, the guest host of Getting Down to SEO. She's the president and founder and CEO of Connected Women of Influence, and she has interviewed myself, Z, the SEO queen. And I just want to thank you all for listening. And until next time, have a great day.
Awesome sauce. All right, Z, have a great weekend. Listeners, have a great weekend. We'll see you every Monday at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.